was. That's what I'm.
Oh, boy.
Landfill got jokes out here?
Nah, man. Landfill's a great guy.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Thank you to Nikki Jabala for joining us from The Athletic. Check out all of her work. B, did you hear we had a retirement today?
Out here?
Yeah.
Who was it?
Nate Herbig.
Oh. Was he a backup center or something like that?
Guard.
Okay.
So what's funny, though, is last week before fans were out here, I tweeted out this video of Herbig was just standing out there practicing his golf swing.
He was?
Yeah, which I just found kind of funny.
Well, now he's going to become – he's going to get on the tour.
I mean, yeah. He's
– they call it the big boy tour. It's going to be nothing but offensive lineman, former offensive lineman. Jeff can go right now.
You got to wonder if there's an injury or something. He played 17 games for the Steelers last year. I mean, he was
how many years?
Going into his sixth season.
See, I just – listen, man, offensive linemen, bro, they deal with pure hell. I mean, everything is – like, they have fingers, elbows, feet get stepped on all the time. Knees get hit from the side. Guys stepping on your back, stepping on your Achilles.
Think about the torque on the back.
And to be honest with you, man, today – with the way this thing is, like the college people make so much money in college now and then they come on to the next level, guys don't play as long anymore. And I'm not knocking, but I'm just saying, I don't know if the drive is like it is in everybody like it was previously. It wasn't everybody before. It was a lot more than it is now. The guys today, they play for status. They play for hype. Some guys love this thing. Hines Ward loved this thing. I don't know how many receivers were like Hines Ward. You know, I don't know how many linebackers are like a Lawrence Taylor. So when guys retire now, and then again, you know, the thought process, you know, when you're battling, like they tell you everything is better today. Equipment, fundamentals, training staff, all this stuff. I don't buy that. I wonder the one thing that needs to be better is the mental toughness as good as it was before? Oh, no.
Herbig's also a Stanford guy, and I feel
he probably could become a doctor or something.
Yeah,
he's probably on his way to becoming a doctor.
Who
got
knows?
A better job.
Right. And the pain these guys go through, and who knows, man. But I did notice that and at least wanted to point that out. Nate Herbig retired. So that probably means they have a roster spot. I don't know who the next person coming in is. But I did want to ask you, B, who has stood out to you? Who's impressed you most through 6 days of training camp?
I've liked the two young guys, in Bill and also Jalen Lane. I love both of those guys right there. I've been watching them because, you know, you always find a young guy that comes in and you want to see. And then you watching them, they're building daily, you know. Then when I look at the other guys, I'm impressed by Bobby still, that the guy, you know what I'm saying? He seems to be, like he said, when you get older, you don't have to be as fast. You just got to know more.
Yeah.
He seems to be doing things and reading things way quicker than he had previously. Jaden Daniels, I think, if you're not impressed by him, I think that's an easy thing to say, but to be impressed by what he's done last year and through the season, and to watch him now and you're impressed, says that he's taken a hell of a step. So I'm happy with that. But the guy I'm waiting for to, like I said to you earlier, you asked me, Luke. You can see he's more familiar and comfortable, but he's not allowing himself just to go and play. He's thinking about it. And that type of thing, when he finally just let go, I think he can be the biggest jump in this whole camp.
He looks more fluid than he did, but it still seems a little
hesitant.
Yeah, like
I told you, when you have to think on a football field, you're behind. It just has to be a reaction, man. Because most things that happen on the field, like when you're out there practicing and training when nobody's around, you get to think about, oh, I'm going to get to that point, then step. When you're on a football field, you're trying to get to that five-yard mark right there, and somebody shows up at four. What do you do? Do you try to still run to the five-yard mark, or do you give them a quick little move, lean a little bit to get that little extra – hesitant, and then boom, get out of it. So I think that is just hadn't gone off for him to where he just reacts. And if he does that, he could be special.
Totally. You're so right. Like, when you have these conversations about who's impressing you at camp, people always are kind of looking for, like, a under-the-radar guy, somebody they're unaware of. Like, the answer to that question is Jaden.
I'll give you two people, 5 and 0. Yeah. Those two guys are the most impressive people in camp. And those two guys were the most impressive rookies last year. I look at those two guys as if they're going to be a Bobby Wagner later on in their years. They're going to still be performing because they don't play football. They already have thought football. And then they get on the field, they have fun.
It's like, did you ever see The Matrix?
Mm-hmm.
You know when Keanu Reeves, when Neo realizes he could just see through the world? Like, he sees everything in code,
mm-hmm.
and he can tell what's real, what isn't. He can tell where everything is going. Like, Jaden Daniels plays football like Neo sees The Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he sees everything in code and in turn can see where every – like, he's just so smooth and comfortable. One interesting thing that at some point we got to get an update on is Mariota. Like, he hasn't done – team drills in 3 days, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to say definitively because, like, in case he's done one that I missed or something, but he's definitely had a way reduced role. But he is doing individuals and warming up. You wonder if he's nicked up, if there's something there, or they don't want to give him necessarily veteran rest days, but they're not.
Are they letting those two other guys battle out who's going to be the next one?
Right. Do you want to see more of Sam and Josh?
I think Mariota showed you a lot last year where he is your guy.
Right.
Are they saying, okay, we're going to let you go early and then we're going to let these other guys battle out right now because we've got to make a decision soon? Are they anticipating Terry coming back and one of those guys got to go and they're trying to figure out which one it is to be?
I wonder with the receiver, with Bill Merritt, and I really want to see him in New England, especially if they go as close to live as they go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he looks as much a part of this thing as he has so far, do you keep three backs? Do you keep four backs? And if you keep four backs, you just...
I'm anticipating four backs being kept. The reason I say that is because now you can have the young guys that come in be special teams and extra. Instead of, like, when you had Austin and Brian and then one other guy, you know, Austin ended up playing more special teams than I thought. If you get a young...
Ideally, Lane can be that guy for you.
Yeah.
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 There's a lot of really interesting roster stuff to come. Unfortunately, the reality is there will probably be injuries that factor in as well. You're right about Mikey. I thought the DBs overall look good. I thought Amos's look good. What have you thought of Connerly?
Smooth. But I don't count them very much. They don't let them go like they need to go for you to be able to really give a true assessment of them. You know, they doing the pass rush stuff, and his feet are good and stuff like that. But I know there'll be a point where that tackle is going to be sitting up there, and that end's going to come off the edge. Like right now, they just hand fight with him and push him around. They're going to put that helmet on his knee. I haven't seen that part of it yet. So when I begin to see that, so I can't see them until they're going against New England or they get into the actual preseason game. It's hard to judge these offensive tackles and stuff right now.
Yeah. And I think you should be – I think as a collection, you should be hesitant to, like, make a stance on what you're seeing with the O-line. Yesterday was – they've had 1 out of 6 days in pads, and it's hardly full go. It is – you can see his athleticism, though, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
You know what else you can see? If you come by my house, a new garage door. That's right. My boys at Door Pro America hooked me up. I had this old, clanky, loud-as-hell garage door. Sounded like a Harley Davidson driving down the road. Now my joint is silent, like a stealth bomber. I come in and out. My wife never knows. It's a good way if you're coming home late, you go to a Caps game and you're kind of drunk and you're sneaking in the house. Bang, I'm coming through the garage.
Just told on yourself.
I'm like Batman, baby.
Talk too much, don't you?
Call the folks at Door Pro America. They're based locally. They've been proudly serving the DMV for over 50 years. They can do it all. Repairs, maintenance, new installs, new garage doors like I got. Or they can just do, you know, little repairs. And they have this annual maintenance plan, which will keep everything on track. Give them a call. You can get $60 off a repair or a tune-up for just $89. Do what I did. Go with the pros at Door Pro America. Call 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Or visit DoorProAmerica.com. Make sure you tell them JP Finley sent you.